It's 8:37. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Hope your Thursday morning's going well. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Marie McKenna, who's the East Lansing City Clerk as well as the Assistant City Manager. Marie, how are you?
I am well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Why in the world would the East Lansing City Clerk's office be open on a Saturday?
Well, actually, I'm new to my job, but my understanding that is the tradition. We're open on Saturday to make it convenient for our folks who, for whatever reason, want to vote absentee but cannot get here during the week to either pick up or drop off a ballot. So we want to make it convenient for them to come in and do that on Saturday, and we have parking reserved out in the adjacent parking lot, and folks can just come through the front door, pick up their ballot, fill out an application, get their ballot. They can vote it right here and have it all done.
All right. What time will you be open?
We will be open from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
All right. And you will have the absentee ballots on hand?
We will have the absentee ballots on hand. The way it works is folks will come in and present picture ID. We'll issue them what's called an application to vote, and they will, or an AV application. It'll take just moments to complete that. They'll hand it back to us, and we will issue them a ballot. And we actually have two voting booths right outside the city clerk's office. So immediately when you walk in the front door of City Hall, I don't think it could be any more convenient.
In a story,
and they can vote that and give it right to us.
Marie, in a story we were talking about yesterday here on the program, the United States Department of Justice is suing the state of Michigan as many entities had gotten their absentee ballots out late, and therefore they got out late, they didn't get them back late, votes weren't counted. Have you had any challenges with that?
We have not had any challenges with that, and my understanding is that those municipalities who ran into this issue are probably smaller ones that don't operate full-time like as we do. So for us, we're on what's called a qualified voter file. We receive updates from the state regularly with which we comply. So fortunately, we're set up so that won't happen. But I think some of the smaller communities, they don't have a full-time clerk, and so that's where they might have run into that issue.
Now, is there a prerequisite in order to be able to vote via absentee ballot?
You'll need to show an ID. You'll need to come in when you obviously need to be registered to vote and have done so by July 9th of this year. But you'll need to check off a reason why you won't be able to vote. Reasons include you're physically unable to get to the polls, you'll be out of town. Like myself, you're going to be working that day. So you do need to check off a reason.
What's the cost?
The cost to vote AV, it's free. Absolutely. The only cost would be is if you take your ballot home and you want to mail it back in, I believe it's 65 cents in postage.
All right. See, I just learned some new hip lingo, AV for absentee ballot.
I'm sorry. Yes, I shouldn't be using jargon. It's absentee voter ballot.
I'm catching on, Marie. You're teaching me well. Now, as we gear up for the primary that's coming up, are you ready for that?
I'm still learning my job, but I feel that I am going to be ready. We've got a fantastic staff here. The former city clerk, who is now our deputy court administrator, assists me whenever I need it. Nicole Evans, she's a wonderful mentor. So I feel like we're in good shape here. And we'll be adding a few contingent folks to help us out in the office. We will have a huge number, we anticipate, of students registering to vote, some for the first time, so that's really exciting, and we're looking forward to that.
You know, that's something that we may forget, but come November, you've got 44,000 people across the street, and many of those folks will be voting, if not for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's a large number of people. Are you ready for that?
We are as ready as we can be, and I did want to mention, and this will be more applicable in November, the state has a wonderful website that you can get to from cityofeastlansing.com. I won't try to say it all right now, but it's a great website. We'll have signs actually in the precincts where anyone can go. type in their name, their area or zip code, and they can find out where they're registered to vote. We do run into a lot of confusion with students. You might, for example, have someone who voted on campus 4 years ago, and now they live off campus, but they think they vote on campus, but that's not the case. If your address has changed, then most likely your polling location has changed. So we really want to encourage students and anyone else who might be unsure about where they're registered to check out that website. And again, it's on our website. I think it's in the press release that you might have. And we want to make sure that students especially have a very positive experience voting.
All right. And everybody needs to get out and vote, right?
I agree. Well, and here's another thing that I wanted to mention, and I can't even speculate as to why, but I looked at the total absentee voter ballots issued for the primary of 2008, so in other words, a comparable election, and there were 1,114. Now, with still 3 days left, we are up to 1,435. So we've had a huge absentee voter ballot turnout. So I don't know why that is, but it's just a little piece of trivia I thought I'd throw your way.
We've been talking with Marie McKenna, who is the East Lansing City Clerk. Marie, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you for your time. Have a great day.
8:43 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're under mostly cloudy skies, 68 degrees on this Thursday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.